You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I'm going to have another short show. I've been under the weather, having trouble sleeping, and I'm rather probably 20 hours behind in my sleep. I just haven't been able to sleep because of some illness. But so I'll have probably a 30-minute show at most. But there's one story that's dominating the news, that's dominating talk radio today, and that is the win, and I think a landslide win, in terms of Israeli politics. And I believe this is either the third or fourth term that he's won, which is unprecedented. Bibi Netanyahu, and I mispronounced it, but the Israeli prime minister. And that was the gentleman that I really broke precedent for when a week to 10 days, he spoke to Congress. Again, an unprecedented third time. The only other individual that has spoke to Congress three times was Winston Churchill. And I thought he gave a very clear, concise, convincing speech that all Americans need to listen to. And it was very inspiring, but it also gave the history of our relationships with Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran, the government of Iran, the mullahs, so-called religious leaders, really they're fanatics, have been killing Americans for over 30 years, largely through proxies, but they've also provided weapons as well as landmines, for example, that probably have killed in the hundreds, upwards of 500 of our own soldiers in Iraq. And what is our president doing? He's negotiating a treaty with them that doesn't end their efforts to build a nuclear bomb, but forestalls it. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst thing that could happen is that Iran gets a nuclear bomb. Because Iran, under the mullahs, and this regime is not liked by the Iranian people. It needs to be overthrown. But what is our president and secretary of state doing? Negotiating so-called agreement, not a treaty, because if it was a treaty, it would have to go through the Senate, that they say it's not legally binding, which technically is correct, but my reaction to that, if it's not legally binding, you can't really enforce it in a court. Why are we negotiating with them? The only end result of any negotiation is Iran agreeing forever to stop building a nuclear weapon. Anything else is unacceptable. Now, why do I say that? What happens if Iran is successful? And I think they're literally months away. Now, I've heard, as well as many of you have heard, this for many, many years. But during those years, the United States, as well as Israel, were trying to sabotage their efforts and were successful, mainly by injecting or getting software injected in the system that ruined their centrifuges. You see, the answer to what Iran is doing initially is to try to do it diplomatically, but you need to have a hardliner and make it abundantly clear to them they have to stop, completely stop, and destroy those centrifuges. Not turn them off, destroy it. And we or the United Nations need to go in there and inspect that it's been done. That's not what's happening. And we're approaching a deadline that I think is just going to be extended, that the results of this negotiation hopefully will go public. Because I believe once the American people know what's in that agreement, there will be an outcry against it. Now, why am I so passionate about this? And why am I pointing this out to you? If Iran is enabled, or they can continue with their secret weapons program, ultimately they will have one or more nuclear weapons. They already are developing the missiles that can hit Europe, going for an intercontinental missile that eventually could hit the United States if you put the weapon on a missile. And what is going to happen? You're going to have every nation in the Middle East, that's Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, and others, will, out of self-defense, either buy or develop nuclear weapons. We'll have nuclear proliferation. And there's only one nation at this moment that can stand up to this, and that is Israel. Obama's not going to do anything militarily. I understand that. But he shouldn't be negotiating with terrorists at all. Period. Full stop. Instead, what is he doing? And more will come out on this over time because Congress is, I think, slowly going to investigate this. It's no secret that President Obama and the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi, do not get along. And what happened is the White House sent its various campaign operatives into Israel to support the opposition. That, ladies and gentlemen, is unprecedented because Israel is a democracy and it's an ally. This should never happen. But that's what Obama is all about. He's a liar, he's very deceitful, and he does it out of sight. When I came in today, one of the things I do is look at, I have several websites. I looked at my main website. Now, that's not the one for the show. The one for the show, and let me briefly give you the address, because this is how you listen to it, is pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, P-R-O-N-K-P-O-P-S, .wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll see a picture of me in the studio, but right below it, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. In between, you'll have all my notes, material that I've looked at, and it could be photographs, cartoons, article, YouTube videos, both partial excerpts or the whole article. And at the very bottom, you'll have links to all my shows. So that's how you listen to my show, and I give you the other material. If you have time, look at it. Now, as I was saying, I came in and I looked at the statistics for my main blog. Think of it as a website. And that's Pronk Palisades. And the address for that, if you're interested, is raymondpronk.wordpress.com. And I've been blogging for, I think, 8 or 9 years. So I always look at the statistics, see how I'm doing. But I also look at which previous post is getting hits. And you never know, literally, there's no way to predict what people are going to search for. And usually, most people that are coming to the Pronk Pops blog or my main blog, Pronk Palisades, the way they hit your page is through a search engine such as Google, or any search engine, but primarily Google. They put in some keywords, and based on the keywords, you get hits. So one post that I did several years ago, was on Benghazi. So I looked at it. I didn't really have time to look at it, but I looked at it. And I'm glad I did, because I try to do maintenance, because what happens over time, because I have a lot of YouTube videos, some of them, for various reasons, usually copyright infringement or for whatever reason, they're no longer there. Most of them are there, but you're going to get a number of blank screens. So I knew I needed to do some maintenance, and especially when you have one at the top. Like I said, I was pressed for time, but I didn't want the very first video to have, they used to have a black screen, now have a gray screen, but you can't get to it. Half the time, the video is still there, and if you go to YouTube, put the title in, you can get it back, and then put in the URL. But in this case, I couldn't, so I was looking down the screen, and this was a show that Glenn Beck gave on Benghazi. I forget exactly the date. I think about within 30 days of the Benghazi attack on September 11th, 2012. Now, this show is not on Benghazi, but I'm pointing out this video, and I have it in the notes for this show. And you might say, well, what does this have to do with the Israeli elections or Iran or what's going on? Why are you pointing this out? And the title of it was, yes, this was in October 22nd of 2012. It was on the Blaze TV, and it's the Glenn Beck program, Libya, The Real Story. Now, I recommend highly that you go to my notes for this show and play that video. It's about 7 minutes. Now, I have one below it that gives a further update. Now, why? Glenn Beck takes you step by step. I've done this on my show as well, as to what Benghazi was all about. And what you see is a pattern of covert operations initiated by the President of the United States, because if you have a covert operation, the President has to sign a finding authorizing the CIA to engage in this activity. Because in the countries where it's engaged, they're crimes. And you have 8 people in Congress that need to be notified, including the Speaker of the House, the minority leader in the House, the chairman, and the minority member of the Intelligence Committee, both in the House and the Senate. So a total of 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, leadership positions in the House and the Senate and on the Intelligence Committee. Now, why is that important? We have an investigation today going on in Benghazi. But this video lays out exactly what was happening. And I've been saying this for years, and it's driving me crazy. Trey Gowdy, who's chairman of that committee, needs to bring this to the public attention by calling witnesses. Because what has the president been doing? He has been top billing. He's been engaged in regime change. First it was Gaddafi. Then he was going to take out Assad in Syria. Those are the first 2 that were going to go. But he was using the Muslim Brotherhood to do it, and he was using terrorist organizations to do it. They were shipping arms to the Syrian rebels through Turkey. And anything that goes on in Turkey has to go through their prime minister. And Obama's buddies with them. And where do these arms ultimately end up? We're talking tons that were shipped. Yes, Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra in Syria, as well as what today the name is the Islamic State. That was what Barack Obama was doing. That's the real story behind why Ambassador Stevens was there. It's to topple governments, to change the regimes. And to do it, the agency that had responsibility for that was the Central Intelligence Agency. And yes, the person leading that in Benghazi was Ambassador Chris Stevens. That was the diplomatic cover. And I've been saying this from day one. The real story that needs to be examined, because I believe this is impeachable offenses. Because you're shipping arms and giving support to terrorist organizations. And that is, and a president is not an exception, illegal. There's a federal statute law that spells that out. Any support. And this is weapons, surface-to-air missiles that can bring down airliners, for example, as well as helicopters transport military jets. And we were sending tons of this material. Why? Because Gaddafi, being in power for 40 years, had accumulated vast stores of these weapons. Now, how does this relate to Israel? Well, he can't, you know, Israel is well armed. They don't need arms. And yes, they have nuclear weapons. No one knows the exact number. I believe it's between 300 to 500, and towards the high end. There, you'll see in articles that it's 80 or 100. Nobody knows, and Israel's not going to. One thing that's highly secret in Israel is this. But what's the difference between Israel and Iran? Israel is not attacking the United States. It's not really engaged in terrorist activities, although they will respond to terrorist attacks, whether it's suicide bombs on their own citizens, as well as rocket attacks in the south from Hamas and in the north from Hezbollah. And what's in the news today is Iran has sent troops to support the Shia militia in Iraq, and those troops are massing on the Syrian-Jordan border. Now, why? Yes, Hezbollah, which is a proxy of Iran, is supporting Assad. Remember, the United States wanted to overthrow Assad. That was the second regime change. First was Libya. We get rid of Gaddafi. They were successful. Now, Libya is a failed state where you have battling militias and terrorist groups. Didn't turn out too well, and that needs to be investigated. But the real story was, all this was about shipping arms to overthrow regimes. So what does the White House do? It intervenes in Israel. Now, how do they intervene? They send many of Obama, including Jeremy Byrd is the name you'll hear, that was high up in Barack's campaigns, both in 2008 and 2012. He went over there with a group of people. The objective was to overthrow, through the ballot box, the Prime Minister of Israel. This is unprecedented, folks. Now, let me quickly qualify that. Yeah, has the United States, as well as other governments, interfered in the affairs of other governments throughout history? Absolutely. But they're usually our opponents. And there's good reasons for it. And it usually involves killing American citizens or soldiers, as well as confiscating property. In other words, there is some justification to engage the CIA to attempt an overthrow. And during the Cold War, this was fairly common because we were fighting a Cold War between who? Soviet Union, the communists, as well as the People's Republic of China, the Chi-Coms, the communist Chinese. And we were engaged in a Cold War where they were trying to overthrow regimes that were supporting us, that were our allies, and we were trying to overthrow regimes or governments that were on the Soviet side. The CIA, throughout its history, it's over 60 years old, has been engaged in what's called covert operations or covert actions to overthrow governments. I have no problem with that, as long as it's done legally and the president signs a finding and the appropriate people in Congress are notified. Now, after saying that, does that mean that's a blank check? No, absolutely not. Not when you're sending weapons to known terrorist groups. I'm talking Al-Qaeda here. I'm talking about the group that today is the Islamic State. There are no such thing as moderate Syrian rebels. That is a myth. Most of the people we're dealing with to try to overthrow the Assad regime, you don't want to be on either side. Because what you have here is a religious war going on between the Sunnis on one side and the Shiites on the other. That's the situation in Syria. Yes, Assad is an Alawite, but it's a sort of a sect of the Shiites. That's why the Shiites support him through Hezbollah. And who is Syria and Assad aligned with? China and Russia. It's dangerous. This Middle East is a very dangerous place. And Israel is surrounded by these nations, and several of them, including Iran, want to wipe them off the map. That's what Iran is doing. The mullahs say it. We're developing these nuclear weapons, and we're glad all the Jews are in Israel because we could fire one missile with one nuclear weapon, and Israel is gone, and we've wiped out the state of Israel. And that is the government that this administration, through John Kerry and at the president's orders, is negotiating a deal with that won't stop this? That will lead to the proliferation of nuclear weapons throughout the Middle East? The reason I focus on Benghazi, there's enough there to impeach this president, and as far as I'm concerned, convict him, because if this was known by the public, and I'm getting a little impatient with Trey Gowdy, because I think this is a cover-up trying to protect Speaker Boehner, because Speaker Boehner knew of this. He just didn't say anything. If we had any adult supervision or leadership when this finding was signed, Congress should have said, "Are you out of your mind, Mr. President? You're giving arms to sworn enemies of the American people that are trying to kill us and are successful in killing us, including Al-Qaeda, as well as now the Islamic State, terrorist groups." I think that is treason. And I believe it's an impeachable offense, but you're not going to have that happen unless you make the case, lay the foundation. And now we learn President Obama and his campaign operatives were in Israel trying to get Netanyahu losing the election. Well, it didn't turn out that way. Now, the polls right before, it's too close to call. That was our media, CNN. Oh, it's too close. I mean, it should be 23-24. 23 for the Likud party. That's Bibi, the Prime Minister of Israel's party. And his opposition, which is Labor, think of it this way. The Prime Minister's party is right of center. They're conservative. The opposition is left of center. They're leftist. And those leftist parties, and there's several parties. The only way you become prime minister is you have several parties in the government. It's a coalition. I'm not going to get into Israeli politics. The point is this. Bibi got, I believe, 29 or 30. One of the seats is still up in the air. But it was that's a landslide. It wasn't close. And he'll form a government. And like I said, there's bad blood between these two people. Because here's what you need to understand. Barack Obama is a narcissist. He suffers from narcissist personality disorder. He doesn't like to be questioned. He doesn't like dissent. He doesn't like criticism. He's thin-skinned. A big act is he's very cool. But if you talk to people that are in close proximity to him, behind closed doors, he blows a stack. He can't tolerate criticism, period, in opposition. And believe me, BB, and I'll try to get the video, in front of cameras, one time you could see Obama, I thought he was going to explode, because the prime minister was laying it on the line. And literally, our president can't stand it. I laughed at it. I thought it was rather funny. But ever since then, they've hated each other's guts. And there's a reason for it. One of the things that Bibi did at the last minute, he said, we're not going to negotiate now for a separate state of Palestine. Now, I support that for this reason. The Israelis, if you look in the history, have given the Palestinians everything that they've wanted, and they still would not sign the deal. They could have had the separate state and could have had it for years. They always want something else. The key thing here is you recognize the right of the Israelis to have their own state, and the Arab states, as well, including the Palestinians, won't do that. They want the Jews killed. They want Israel off the map. That's their goal. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is the goal of this president. He supports the Palestinians and he supports the Iranians. He supports terrorism. And he does it through covert operations to change regimes. Now, like I said, the United States has a long history of this. The question is, who are you doing business with? And when you're doing business with people that are not our allies, but if they had the opportunity would kill you or kill your military or your diplomats would and have, you know, the question I have is, why are you negotiating with them? So there's a pattern here, a pattern of President Obama using the Central Intelligence Agency to change regimes. And to do that, he ships arms, special forces, CIA, to provide training intelligence to Al-Qaeda, various militias groups that are not good guys. They don't wish us well. They'll take our money. They'll take our arms. They'll take our training. Yes, they'll overthrow the regime. And then what did it do? They turn those very weapons and kill, for example, the very ambassador that under diplomatic cover was the point man for shipping arms into Syria to overthrow the Assad regime. The oversight, the committee on Benghazi better get on the stick and start asking the hard questions. I'm getting a little tired on focusing on the emails of the Secretary of State. Yes, they're important, but the overriding question is, why were we in Libya and why were we shipping arms to terrorists? That is what needs to be explored. What also needs to be explored is, why is the White House directing and funding individuals to go into Israel and get mixed up in the politics of Israel? That, as far as I'm concerned, is over the line. And I hope Congress investigates this. And I'm glad they lost. And as I say in the title, how sweet it is. For those that are younger, that was the line of Jackie Gleason, the comedian. How sweet it is that Obama lost. Because this guy needs to be brought to justice. I mean, impeachment and conviction, and only Congress can do it, and they don't have the leadership, they don't have the fortitude or courage to do it. There's a lot of dirt here, there's a lot of corruption here, there's a lot of evil and breaking of the law. It's about time that our representatives in Congress impeach this guy. He is out of control. Out of control. I'm looking at the time. I have to end the show. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, hopefully, I will be well and can do a full show. Thank you very much. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.